This is Ruben.
Hi, I was calling about your guys' equipment lease program.
Okay, who are you looking for, please?
I think it's Mr. Goldstein.
This is he.
And I found your name on Concession Trailer's website.
Okay, great. And what's your name, please?
John Orta.
Hi, John. How can I help you out?
I was looking for, I want to lease, actually, a food concession trailer.
Okay.
And I just need to know what I need to do, where my credit needs to be at to qualify.
Is it a new business or an existing business?
It would be a new business that we've actually been doing kind of like a cottage law here in Michigan for the last, 15 years.
I'm sorry, the line cut out. You said it was a new business, but you've been doing it as 15 years, and then it cut out.
Yeah. Yes, actually our families have been doing it our whole lives, and our parents just retired, and we kind of want to take their business and turn it into a food concession trailer.
What kind of business do your folks have?
It's a Mexican food establishment, but we would like to turn it gluten-free Mexican.
Okay. And our approvals are heavily weighted on time in business. That's a big factor on our credit approvals. Does the existing business have any documentation or registration to verify the time in business, or no?
What would the documentation or registration, like a tax ID number?
Business license, tax returns, things of that nature.
Yeah, it's had a business license through the Department of Agriculture for the last 15 years.
Okay. And then you're just taking over the business?
Right.
Okay. In terms of, and how much is the funding, how much funding are you looking for right now?
I'm not quite sure. I'm assuming that with this Concessions Nation warehouse, that they're going to make you buy a new one. They don't have existing ones already, so they're looking at right around $30,000.
Okay, and in terms of, you know, it's an interesting situation because you've got some time in business. We generally look for at least a few years of clean credit history, although past credit issues aren't necessarily, you know, full-out declines. Can you let me know what your credit score is and what other, and if there's any issues associated with it?
I want to say I had a bankruptcy about probably about 10 years ago now.
Okay.
And other than that, my credit history is like, or my score, I think, is like at a 620, six something like that.
Okay. And
not really good. I had a bad experience with a car loan.
Okay. Is the equipment you're looking for, is the business in operations right now or no?
Yes, it would still, it's a farmer's market business.
Oh, okay. What are the revenues per year?
It's only, like I said, we'd just be taking it over. I wouldn't quite know all of that yet.
Okay. What's your email address?
jorta7252@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. I actually sent you over. You're actually already in my system.
I could be. We've been thinking about this for over a year now, but now is just the time that we're going to do it.
Okay, so what I'll do is, you got an email from R. Goldstein in the past. Can you check if you received that email?
I could check and see if I've gotten it.
Yeah, I believe I've already sent you a credit application. But what it should be sitting in your email already.
Okay.
If you don't have it, can you give me a quick ring back?
I will do that.
Thank you so much.